This story by Brian, young and dumb, shows what freedom is like, its pros and its cons. Adventure is a big part of life. Without it, what is life? If a person hasn't felt the feeling of freedom, they haven't lived. Life is short, so live life to the fullest and don't get caught. Not everyone has the urge to do something they shouldn't. Some don't like that the outcome may be bad for them. Others may not like the feeling of freedom. I'm different, for I like to do the things that people tell me not to. In some cases, it's bad, but the feeling is better than anything. The feeling of freedom, no rules, no boundaries. Everyone I know does some crazy stuff, but I at 13 wanted to be like them instead of a boring kid that I didn't want to become. It was an ordinary Friday in March 2016. I went to the school in the morning, wondering when it would end. It was boring as always, and I didn't want to be there. I got home and saw my sister. She was 19, and at the time we would always fight. As we grew older, we started to have a bond. We still love each other, but at the same time, we hate each other. That bond started in early 2015, when I committed to doing something that I had been doing all her life. I wanted to have the experience, and at that moment, my sister and I have never been the same. She told me to be ready by 5:30 because we were going to pick up my cousin and hang out. My cousin was 16 at the time and was a bit like us. He showed us where he lives, which is at the bottom, almost borderline Mexico. He told us stories of him stealing his parents' truck and going over the border to Mexico, drinking and smoking. But when he came to Missouri, he felt that that was not what we do here. We did have a different way of having fun, and that one was slightly better. We were deciding what to do for the longest time, and in the end, we decided on the usual, castle and eat. The castle was in downtown Kansas City. It was a prison long ago. We took some time there and watched the trains go by next to the castle. After that, my sister insisted on going to an abandoned school. We used to go every so often, for it was a chill spot. The school was a 6-story tall building. We would get in and hang on the roof, but that was a couple months before. Now the school was being turned into apartments. The workers put fire extinguishers inside and also started cleaning the whole inside of the trash and old chalkboards and the paint peeling off the walls. We parked at a neighborhood close by and waited until it was dark. The three of us got out and started towards this huge building with a backpack of paint cans that were in the car. We jumped the bent fence and ran towards our entry, a second-story window that we knew was open because we had gone before. We grabbed a trash can and flipped it, then one by one we got in, and that's when the fun started. When we stepped in, it was as silent as a funeral. The halls were echoing with the sound of our shoes. We got out the paint cans to just mess around inside. We headed to the roof, and my sister made a nice piece of art. Big bubble letters, and the background was a big blob of paint that said Bishy, and I just tagged the side of the school. It was chilly, but something about sitting on the edge with the ground 100 feet below and looking at the lights in downtown was so calming and warm feeling. At that point, a person was walking by, and my sister said, "Hey, get down, there's more people coming." I crouched behind a ledge, because I didn't want to get caught. I said, "Let's go inside and check out the other side of the school," which was a middle school or elementary, for both were connected. The building we entered was where the classrooms were. The basement area was mostly pool and some storage areas. Two hallways, one on top of the other, led to the cafeteria, which was its own building. It felt like ages until we got to the other building. The building was being remodeled, painted, and cleaned. It had 4 floors, and the 2 lower floors were the basement floors. The last floor was flooded a couple inches because of rain. We started tagging random words or pictures of characters in the basement, and also found some stilts where we were walking around in them. Then my sister blew a fire extinguisher at me. It started to burn, and it tasted very bad. My sister grabbed another fire extinguisher and insisted to go up in the room and blow it out the window for fun. At the same time, I was downstairs in a room that had a window that was towards a house where I saw people looking out the window. A whole family was just staring, and I didn't know why. I asked my cousin look at the house to see what I was seeing, but he left with my sis. I got a sick feeling in my stomach. The mother of the family got her phone and started to do something with it. I noticed her typing in numbers. At that moment, I realized they were going to call the cops. My heart started beating fast, and my breathing started getting harder. I ran out the door and yelled at my sis, "Shit, she's calling the cops, we gotta go." "Are you sure?" my sister asked as I see the terror in her eyes. "Yes, hurry, we gotta run." I ran as fast as a cheetah trying to catch its prey that day. We ran across the whole school since we were on the other side of our exit. It felt like a mile long. We made it to the window, and as I was breathing, it was a struggle. I was drowning in air. The sight of the window was like a safe haven. That is where freedom is. We have to jump, said my sister. All right, let's go, said my cousin. We jumped out the window one at a time, each of us skipping the bin in a straight 8-foot drop. Then we started running as fast as we could to the gate. I felt like I was trying to beat someone in a race because it took less than a minute from us being inside of the school to the outside of the gate. After we jumped the bent gate, we started to calm down and walk slowly to the car to not act suspicious as the cops were passing by. In the distance, the sound of a fire truck groaning scared us. It passed right by us and kept going. We got to the car and didn't see the fire truck, so we thought we were clear. Everyone was breathing heavily and a bit relieved to be out. I asked what had happened, and no one could process everything that had happened. It was all too fast for us. We looked at our phones for a minute, thinking where to go. As I looked up, I yelled, "Look!" Everybody turned to see the fire truck and an ambulance pull up to the house, so we drove the hell out. My cousin said, "I think we clear." I was terrified, but also I felt the adrenaline and a feeling wanting more. We wanted to pull around the school 2 minutes later to see what was happening. As we drove slowly and got over the hill, I didn't know about anybody else, but the sight of 2 fire trucks, 3 ambulances, and 8 cop cars really got my heart pumping. The sight of 20 people outside with flashlights looking to see what was going on was probably one of the scariest and relieving things ever. I thought how I could have been in there, and we would have been arrested for trespassing and vandalism. After that night, we never went back, and now they have transferred into apartments. Looking back, I was just a kid who was bored and wanted to do something that no one ever had ever done. I wanted to have stories of my own instead of being the boring kid no one liked. I wanted the freedom out of doing those bad things. I was looking for an adventure. I don't regret what I did. I would still do the same, but I'd be more cautious of what I was doing and when. I know as I grow mature, the fun will end, but until that happens, I still want the feeling of freedom and adventure.